Welcome to the Dildorks, dorky discourse on sex, dating, and masturbating. My name is Kate Sloan. I'm a sex journalist, a sex blogger, and I really want to marry my Enjoy Pure Plug. I'm already married, but can I get married again to an inanimate object? That's like conservatives' worst nightmare.
That's what I was just going to say.
Liberals want.
Exactly what they're afraid of. Marry a non-binary person and now a butt plug. You see? You see what you're doing?
Who are you, friend?
I'm Billy. I'm a sex educator and a porn maker, and I just want to do more butt stuff this year. I don't need to marry any butt implements. I just want to do more of it.
Yeah, those feel like two suitable responses for our two different personalities. I think that makes sense. And as we were prepping for this episode, I was remembering that, I think this is true, correct me if I'm wrong, the first time we ever did a butt stuff episode on the Dildorks, which would have been more than 6 years ago now, I think when we started recording, we were like, should we go both put our pure plugs in right now and just do the episode with the pure plug in? And I'm pretty sure that we did. And
yeah. I remember, like, just stepping to the right off camera.
Yes.
Putting a butt plug in and stepping back and being like, all right, ready to record. And it was not a small butt plug. I could not do that today. My butt would not be happy with me if I was just like, oh, no, hang on. I hadn't considered butt stuff until 20 seconds ago. But yeah, no.
Yeah. I think you were using a bigger plug than me because I would have been using the Enjoy Pure Plug Medium, which is like an inch and a quarter diameter, which is like sometimes it's a little uncomfortable if I'm not warmed up, but like mostly it's totally fine. So
that was a good podcasting butt plug. That's probably what I was using. That's probably what I was using. And at the time, it would have been totally fine. And now I need more warm up than that. I can't just.
Okay. Reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that mean
I went too fast with the Pure Plug Medium? I like quite hurt myself. And I was like, hang on, excuse you. But stuff doesn't hurt me. Hang on. That's more durable than this. What the fuck?
Does that change your opinion, which you told me several years ago, that there's no point in owning the small Pure Plug because it's basically the same size as like a finger or two?
Not really. So like, I get the point of using a finger-sized plug for like more long-term wear.
Yeah.
But the Pure Plug in particular, because it is so expensive and like such a heavy material, I don't know that that is like, get a Fun Factory booty. What are they, like $30 now? $35? Something like that. Like the little silicone thing, that's going to be fine for that. But like, I would say if you're going to invest in a Pure Plug, still probably go for the medium because you're just going to get more use out of it.
Yep. I agree. I love that we've started with an unpaid Enjoy ad off the top, but like, hello, this is Kate while editing, just popping in to say that when I told my spouse about this part of the episode, they said, oh, you were giving Enjoy pure plugs. And I was like, fuck, that joke is too good to not include in the episode. So here it is. Thank you, MB. They're really my faves. I can't lie about it, you know?
They're especially for long-term wear, which is what I tend to like butt plugs for.
Yeah.
And like a silicone one, you just build up friction after a little while, unless you're like regularly reapplying lube. The metal stays fairly smooth. And the weight means I don't forget that it's in me once it warms up to my body.
Exactly.
Like silicone bends and moves with me. Metal does not. Metal is a little bit heavy. Like it makes me aware of its presence every once in a while, which is why I'm wearing a butt plug if I'm doing that.
Right. I love that. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more about butt stuff today because like we both mentioned last week, I think, that we want to be doing more of it this year, or that it's something that we're looking to do more of. But before we get into that, I wanted to like start off with basically previously on the Dildork's relationship to butt stuff. Like, what's your experience been so far? How much experience do you have doing butt stuff? Do you, like, have you enjoyed it? Have you had times where you didn't? The, you know, catch us up, basically, where we start.
Yeah, good questions, good questions. Okay, so I've been doing butt stuff for probably longer than most people my age have been, I think, because I was rimmed in my first ever sexual relationship when I was, like, 16, because I was with someone who was, like, very sexually adventurous and exploratory, and I also was at that time, and we decided to try that, and I liked it, and I remember I also, like, used a butt plug around that time, and I've done butt stuff with, like, some partners. I'm just, like, I think, like, a lot of people, I'm hesitant to do it with casual partners or even people I haven't been seeing for more than, like, a year. Like, it just takes me a really long time to feel comfortable doing that because of all the, like, hygiene issues potentially involved, or at least hygiene anxieties. And so I have not done it with a ton of people, but I would say that the most common way that I've done butt stuff with partners and in my solo sex life is wearing butt plugs while doing other stuff. And I've found that I don't really like the feeling of something like going in and out of my ass. Like every time I've tried to do that, it makes me just like feel nauseous and overstimulated and like I want to stop. And so like there are only two times in my life when I've had a dick in my ass, and it was two different partners. And in both cases, it was in there for like less than 2 minutes. And I was like, nope, 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 take it out, take it out. And I just couldn't deal with it. But I found it like psychologically exciting both times. Like the first time that I ever had butt sex, we like made it this whole thing where we like got a hotel room for the night so we could both relax, like brought like a giant bag of toys, went really slow. I do like to use an enema beforehand. And, yeah, I think that my intention in saying that I wanted to do more of it was partly that I want to like it more. And I think that the best way to do that is to do more of it and pair it with things that feel good, which is kind of how I learned to like G-spot stimulation. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What about you?
That makes a lot of sense. And there is so much in that that I want to touch on later. But yeah, to start with, for me, similarly, I have been exploring butt stuff and like anal sex in general for as long as I've been having sex. I had anal sex with the first person I've ever had sex with, not the first time, but like as part of that first relationship, because I was very much like started having sex and I was like, this is neat, this is fascinating, what are all the ways I could do this? I was very eager to explore, and obviously that's high on the list of interesting ways. But, like, I was fairly whelmed with the sensation. Like, I was like, that's fine. That's a lot of work for something that, frankly, feels kind of weird. The first time I got rimmed was not long after that relationship, but I was still, like, maybe in my early 20s at the latest with, like, an OkCupid hookup who, like, asked me how I felt about rimming, and I was like, I don't know, never tried. Like, let's find out together. And then told me I had a really cute butthole, so that was
I remember fun. That. Yeah. Was cute. What a nice compliment.
I know. And then I had a pretty long-term relationship with a dominant who was, like, very into butt stuff, which made butt stuff a lot more interesting to me, because it was a part of that relationship. And I was also a bit gender affirming because I was, as I was starting to explore bits of my gender, I know a lot of trans guys who feel like particularly drawn to butt stuff because of like its connections to gay culture, and it can be very gender affirming and all that. I can bottom with my front hole, that's fine. It's I frankly fall slightly more on the side of like, no, isn't it great that I'm a faggot with an extra hole? Isn't that convenient? isn't that a bonus? Why would we ignore that? Like, so I also am not a person who has a ton of bottom dysphoria. So, but I want to talk, you mentioned rimming, and in writing the questions for these, I fully hadn't even thought about it. I want to talk about it a little bit. So I want to, like, pause, talk about rimming for a second. You said you tried it in, like, your first ever relationship. Did you enjoy it? Is it a thing you've gone back to and, like, you enjoy the sensation of? Or, like, I don't know. Talk to me about rimming.
I think I must have enjoyed it because I asked for it in my next sexual relationship after that. And my partner at that time was like, I don't really think I'm comfortable with that. I don't think I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And then one day I got out of the shower and he surprised me and just like laid me down and started rimming me. And I was like, okay.
All right then.
Yeah. So I think that I do like it. It's just like I have to set aside a lot of hygiene worries and anxieties, which is like a huge part of dealing with butt stuff and like getting into butt stuff for a lot of people. And I also have to do a higher level of like butt hair grooming than I typically like to. Like I do shave like every once in a while there, but like I'm not as like perfectionistic about it as I am with like my pubes or my armpits hair or whatever. So it's like a little bit annoying only because when butt hair starts to grow out again, I always find it's like the itchiest thing in the universe. And it's like really distracting. I'll be like walking down the street and I'm like, man, really wish that it was socially acceptable for me to be scratching my ass right now. But yeah, I do think I enjoy it. I think psychologically it's very vulnerable. I think there's like obviously a lot of nerve endings there and it can feel very good and very intimate. I think that for me, it's not the kind of thing I could orgasm from, even if I was like getting my clit stimulated at the same time or like using a vibrator at the same time. I think I would find it too distracting. But I used to feel that way about penetration at all. So maybe I'm wrong.
Fair enough. Yeah. For me, sensorily, it's like really overwhelming. Like I also have a lot of hygiene anxieties that like it brings up that I have to put aside and that sort of thing. But just the sensation like on its face or on their face, I suppose.
just the sensation in this episode
itself. If we're talking about butts, we gotta be. Is really overwhelming. Like you mentioned, there's a lot of nerve endings there. And it is incredibly sensitive in a way that is almost ticklish for me. So it is similar to like a bit in the like arch of my feet or parts of my armpit where like it is so incredibly sensitive that it is both ticklish and erogenous and erotic. So like it, that combined with like anxieties around hygiene and things makes it like just overall a very overwhelming and almost embarrassing thing to bottom to in a way that is fun to play with. Like, because many of those things, I'm like, no, that's just a me thing. Most of that's in my, like, that's, most of my anxieties are me things. The people who sign up to lick my ass are signing up for everything that comes with that. They know that. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, and I know they are way more comfortable with any risk of anything than I often am. So, like, yeah, it is a thing that often my boyfriend will just do when he wants to fuck with me in a fun way or watch me like jump out of my skin halfway across the bed. Like they'll be going down on me and then they'll switch my ass and I'll be like, ah! And they'll giggle and go back to what they were doing or whatever. So yeah, I have noticed that that like is more and more true now than it was. And I think it's because it like has also never been a huge part of my sex life. So it is still, I guess, somewhat registers as a unique sensation in my brain, you know?
Yep.
So talk to me more about why you're feeling drawn to butt stuff this year. I know you talked about wanting to enjoy it more. What is drawing you to that? And like, I don't know, what are some of the ways you want to explore and enjoy it more this year?
It's a really good question. I think that with my spouse, I just feel like this is the most I don't even know what word to use, like the most deep and like thorough sexual relationship I've ever had, in the sense that we've just like tried so much stuff together. Like we've tried a lot of stuff that we've each done with previous partners and a lot of stuff that's new to both of us and a lot of stuff we like and a lot of stuff we're not sure about and some stuff that we're like almost kind of dislike, but in a fun way. And it's just like we've tried so much stuff and it just seems like such a conspicuous omission if their dick hasn't been in my ass. I don't know. It just, you know, it just feels like a thing that should have happened. I mean, not to judge myself with the word should have, but you know what I mean? Where it's just like, I don't know. There's a hole that should be filled in my sex life, you know? And
it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I also, like, we've negotiated, I think I mentioned this last week, that we have like a protocol where like my ass is exclusive to them, not in terms of stuff like spanking, but in terms of like butthole stuff. And so that's something I want to, you know, take advantage of and make use of more often. And I just still have sort of fond memories of the period of time in my life when I was learning to eroticize G-spot stimulation, which for me, like right off the bat, felt kind of like we're describing here, like overwhelming, a little uncomfortable, made me worry a little bit because I was worried about like peeing when I was pressed there. And over a period of time of like pairing that with clitoral stimulation and sometimes with like partners going down on me or what have you, I was able to learn to experience that feeling as pleasure in a way that I've like taken with me through the entire rest of my sex life. So I'm kind of wanting to do that again. I think that that's just like really cool that the brain can do that. And I don't know, more avenues for pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Just you were talking about it as like a conspicuous thing lacking in that, like, I don't know, I am feeling caught between like the feeling of, excuse me, I am in porn and a kinky sex educator who's like fairly experienced in these things. Of course I do butt stuff. Right. Come on.
Yeah.
Right? Like caught between that, which like is a lot of judgments around the kind of person I should be and the kind of things I should enjoy and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And the part of me is just naturally curious about sexuality and my own body and sees a thing that I don't do a lot of or I've never done and goes, I want to try it. I want to do that in a way that's interesting. I want to explore it, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I am recognizing both of those forces are on me in my decision to be like, yeah, I want to be more able to do more butt stuff. But like, I'm trying to approach it from the like excitement of exploring not necessarily something new, but something that kind of does feel new again at this point. And I also talked about how like, for me, I'm at a point where butt stuff is requiring more warm up than it used to and a little bit more work than it used to. And something about that, I think I mentioned this last week, but something about that makes it more appealing. I like pushing the limits of what my body can do. And I was never particularly into like massive butt stuff insertions. So like that was not necessarily, but like I like the idea of something being a challenge, something I have to work for and can achieve, right? And I like, I don't know, just a lot of the fantasies around things like anal training and like stretching my hole to be able to do more, right? So all of that, I think, is drawing me to it a lot more this year. Plus, I am noticing the ways that it is fun to play with, like, the psychological stuff it brings up. But we'll get to that in a little bit, I think.
Yeah, we like to talk about psychological stuff, for sure.
Yeah, on occasion. We mention it here. But first, in talking about, like, learning to enjoy this more, I want to talk about, like, so you're talking about pairing it with clitoral stimulation and things you enjoy. What are, can you look back at times where you've like played with butt stuff and that like moments that stand out as being particularly enjoyable or things that you're going to like start with, I guess, in getting yourself back to enjoying it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do think that rimming is, like, in some ways a good entry-level thing for some people, which, like, sounds mm-hmm. sort of odd because in some ways it's, like, one of the scariest or riskiest butt stuff things you could do because of the hygiene concerns and the potential for right. illness and whatnot. But also, it's if you're just looking at, like, what's happening to the butt, it's pretty gentle because you're staying external usually, or mm-hmm. you can choose to anyway. And you know, it's just gentle and it's warm and it's wet and it's kind of like relaxing the area. Mm-hmm. I think when you were asking me that question, though, like the first thing that came to my mind was a time when I wore a vibrating butt plug and my friend with benefits fucked my cunt and mm-hmm. was like very noticeably experiencing more pleasure as a result of the mm. plug being there, and then told me mm-hmm. afterward, like, oh my God, that made you so tight. This is when he said that I had a sleep number pussy or something like that.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember how that makes sense. Why does that make sense?
Was it because, like, you could insert the plug to adjust how tight it was?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't really know. I remember multiple taking it settings. As a compliment at the time. But I think that to answer your question, like, something evidently that would help me eroticize it more would be to feel like it was giving a lot of pleasure to my partner, because that's mm-hmm. a lot of what I find hot. And like, cum, like, as someone who, like, can't currently have my partner come in me because of the risk of pregnancy, like, mm-hmm. I do enjoy the thought that we could have lower risk anyway of pregnancy mm-hmm. if we had unprotected anal sex, and so I would get to explore more kind of like cum fetishism feelings.
And that does sound like a bit of like a reward for getting their cock in your ass. Like,
yes.
You know what yeah. I mean? Yeah. No, I am also absolutely motivated by like the idea that I am offering more pleasure to the people that I'm playing with, whether it is that they find it particularly hot or, you know, the idea that it is tighter than my front hole or feels different or whatever, which a lot of that is narrative, but it is a thing that I can also play up in role play and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there is definitely something to it being hot for my partner that I definitely enjoy. And I'm also definitely enjoy it paired with like front hole stuff. Have it like DP is, I've talked a ton in the past couple episodes about how it's a goal for me. And I like the sensation of like having something in my ass just making my front hole a little tighter. Like that feels good to me to get fucked as well as the person fucking me. Or, yeah, I mean, I suppose it doesn't feel good to the toy fucking me if it's a toy. But, you know, it feels good to me if they're both toys. And the only way that like butt stuff on its own has felt good. Like, I've liked plugs for, you know, just because I can wear them long term. And, mm-hmm. like, I just like the idea of there is something under my clothes in public. But that's still more psychological. The only, like, physical sensation that I have, like, super enjoyed out of butt stuff is when I can get to a point of thrusting that is deep enough and at the right angle that it's G-spot.
Mm.
Setting my G-spot, or just, like, quite deep, because there is something for me that feels... The word I'm getting is invasive, which we'll probably talk about more in the next question, but more inside me, I suppose? Like, deeper mm-hmm. than vaginal sex or whatever? And there is something about that can sometimes feel good in the way I talked about, like, a spot stuff making me a little, like, cum drunk and head empty.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And what you said about plugs also reminded me, like, one of the things I love about the Enjoy Pure plugs, again, mm-hmm. gonna talk about them again, mm-hmm. because they are so heavy, if I was to wear them while walking around, like, I sometimes wear them while, like, cleaning my room or, like, going to the ATM if I needed to go there, or like wherever the fuck I'm going. I noticed mm-hmm. that even though I don't especially think of myself as being someone who's turned on by butt stuff on its own, if I wear one of those for like 20, 30 minutes, I will be turned on. Like I will just like there will be physical and psychological arousal. And I just find that very interesting. I think that that like bodes well for further exploration.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because for me, it like it is pretty infrequent that like I get a ton of just good sensation from butt stuff. I get the intense sensation. It is not one that I find particularly erotic. And this may be just what you're talking about with G-spot stuff. Like it may take a while for me to associate those feelings. But frankly, part of what I find erotic about it right now is the fact that that is true. Like I find that fun. And I find it for me, like part of what is drawing me to it this year is the way, like I talked about it feeling invasive. And it pairs well for me with like CNC stuff or like any sort of like control things or like flavors of dominance, because it brings out these feelings of like bashfulness and nervousness, and also like because it is a little bit challenging and it has the taboo and all of those things. I'm curious if there are any like scenes or role plays or dynamics that like pair well with butt stuff in particular for you, or any moods that you associate with it.
So many. I mean, I think medical play is a pretty easy go-to. Because then you always have the sort of like, we're just doing a routine examination kind of thing. I think that this could pair really well with age play for me. Like, especially the type of scene we do that are sort of like, daddy knows best, like explaining my anatomy to me kind of thing, which I find very hot.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Kate while editing, just letting you know that we're going to be talking about consensual non-consent and rape play for the next about 3 minutes. So if you don't want to hear that, feel free to skip ahead 3 minutes. I definitely think CNC stuff with butt stuff is very interesting. But what concerns me about that is like the type of CNC scene that I would like to do, which would be basically like a rape play scene. Would probably be too like rough and fast and forceful for what my butt realistically needs. So it's kind of a logistical issue. I would actually be really curious to hear from anybody who's attempted this or thought about this or planned this type of scene, how you dealt with that problem. Because like you could just wear a big butt plug leading up to it. That can be a problem sometimes because the neck of the butt plug, if it's like too thin, which a lot of them are, it's not actually opening up those muscles all that much. But yeah, I don't know. I think that part of the issue for me right now with butt stuff is that I have way more fantasies about it than I have actual enjoyment of it.
Yeah, for me, I like love a good forceful CNC scene, and like that is overwhelming enough on its own that like my front holds is just fine on that, like that. But I think butt stuff fills an area where like it can, frankly, it can be used in lieu of force to put me in a similar headspace. Or at least a, like, smaller, more bashful one or whatever. And it doesn't even have to be butt sex. Like, someone playing with my front hole and then taking their other hand to put a finger in my butt is enough to, like, oh, yeah, no, you're just doing that. Yep, no, that's fine. I didn't, yeah, no, I said you could, I suppose, do that if you wanted to. Gosh, it's happening. Okay, right? Like, it's enough that will suddenly just put me in that, oh, wow. Very subby feeling. So like, yes, eventually I would also incorporate like anal sex into CNC things, but even that could look like someone holding me very still and whispering threatening things in my ear while making, with the biggest air quotes in the world, me give up my ass or whatever. Right. Right? So I think for me, the reason I feel drawn to it in that particular circumstance is because the invasiveness and overwhelmingness of the sensation is like kind of stands in lieu of forcefulness and like plays a similar role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Makes sense.
Medical play was definitely interesting. I hadn't considered it, but there was certainly ways I can incorporate that, like that could get incorporated as well. Cause again, like there, that just plays into the like, well, we have to, which is a whole other avenue that I enjoy.
And yeah, it's good and I for think you like
and that sort of thing.
In the medical setting, I'm used to having to endure sensations that are odd and a little uncomfortable and unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I have skill sets for like breathing through it, like when I have to go get a pap smear or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it could possibly be helpful in that way. Although now that I'm picturing it, I also think that my hygiene anxieties would be heightened in a medical play scenario. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, this is a person I don't know.
We've talked a bit about hygiene stuff so far. And I want to talk to you, like, I think it's worth discussing a little bit how we work through some of the hygiene anxieties that we've had and mm-hmm. like get to a place where we're wanting to explore this more. And yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, some of the classic tips you get about butt stuff hygiene is like eat a diet that has a lot of fiber in it, and you can do an enema. An enema is really like, you know, some people say that they don't need it at all and they don't have a problem with it. My thing is like, the enema is more about getting rid of anxiety for me than it is about getting rid of anything else. But yeah, that really helps me relax, helps me feel able to experience pleasure and not just like constant panic. I would also
just knowing you've done something to prepare. Yeah.
And well, okay. In researching my book, 101 Kinky Things, I did write a section about enemas and I was looking into kind of the safety of them. And generally experts say like it's not advisable to do them too often, but there's like mm-hmm. really a lot of debate about what would constitute too often. Mm-hmm. And the reason for this is mainly that it could screw up your intestinal flora, which could lead to digestive issues or other problems, illness and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I remember reading an interview once with Nina Hartley where she said that she did an enema every day because she wanted to be able to have anal sex with her husband like at a moment's notice. I don't know if that's still true, but like I remember being like, that seems like a lot, but okay. I believe her about her own body. And I think that, you know, if you're doing enemas somewhat regularly, then you'll gain more of an understanding of like how your body tolerates them. But
right. And there's also a depth of speaking as someone who has done exactly one enema, so I am fully not an expert, but there is a depth of like how deep you're taking the water into your body mm-hmm. that probably also has an impact on like they talk about how frequently, but like it also probably depends on how thoroughly and how deep you are taking the enema and flushing out and everything.
Yeah it's true. So. and there's also enemas that are more like high powered than others. Yeah. I have only ever done like pretty basic enema bulb, just like small handheld. I have not tried to fuck with the ones that use the water from your shower. Those seem really intense to me. I know that there are people who swear by them. I'm not really the person to advise on that. But like you can get a silicone enema bulb pretty cheap at like a sex shop or online. And you just fill it with water, squirt it in there. I always jump up and down a few times when the water's in there. And you let it out in the toilet and then you keep doing that until the water comes out clear. Another note, though, is like you don't have to do that. And I think for many people, just like washing the external area is fine. Some people like to like stick a finger or two in there with a little bit of soap to clean, but I don't think soap is generally advisable for inside your butt. Like, I imagine there's some kind of like very mild wash that might be okay, like Diva wash or that kind of thing. But in general, like it's really sensitive in there. So probably just water if you're going to do that.
Right.
And then also sometimes people like to shave their butts for butt stuff, especially for rimming. It's improved sensitivity for some people. Makes it easier to kind of get in there. I also, you know, don't love the sensation of butt hairs like getting trapped between like a dildo and my skin and then getting dragged into the, this is so graphic, but do you know what I mean? Like that's, to me, that's unpleasant. So
yeah, no, agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, the hygiene thing is like, yeah, there, it is about a process of prep, but it's also was more about like just addressing my anxieties. Cause frankly, there's not a degree of prep that makes me feel super comfortable and that assuages my anxieties with most sex stuff at this point. Like for a living, I zoom in real close on my body and remove the imperfections in an editing software before putting it on the internet. Like that'll do some things about just like my own feelings about hygiene and everything about my body, right? So that anxiety is gonna be there. But things that I have found particularly helpful are having conversations with the people that I do this stuff with. Basically around like, what are their anxieties around butt stuff? What like, how do you feel if you, oh no, encounter poop? And for the most part, the answer I get is I'm touching your butt. That's where it comes from. It might be there. I don't, right?
Yeah.
Which is my thoughts if I am doing something to literally anyone else's butt, right? Mm-hmm. Like I generally like you to have showered fairly recently and be a generally clean human. But beyond that, like that's my, I will wear black gloves if I'm that worried about sticking a finger in you. I will put a condom on a toy or wash it off, right? Like I'm not super stressed about it. So it's easy for me to believe that when other people tell it to me, but I do need other people to like tell it to me, which like, frankly, it's just also a considerate conversation to have, you know, what are your feelings around these things? But also just having talked to my partner several times and having them been like, no, bodies are bodies. They produce things that are sometimes gross and we deal with that. And we are like accepting the risk both in like sanitary to practical reasons and also just like ew bodies are icky emotional reasons, like we are accepting both of those risks and I have like talked to them about it and seen them be okay with it and that helps. And then frankly the rest of it I'm not getting rid of and just eroticizing instead. It feels like decorating a like structural piece of my house where it's like, well, it needs to be there. We'll just make it pretty now instead. We're not going to tear down that pole. We'll just cover it in lights. It's fine.
Yes. That's such a healthy approach. I love it.
Yeah.
I think what you said about dark colored gloves is worth emphasizing as well, because like you can use dark colored latex gloves, you can use, there's even dark colored condoms, you can lay down a dark colored towel. I always have Kleenex by the bed, and like if I take a toy out of my butt, I immediately wrap it in Kleenex and kind of wipe it off so that like I don't even have to look at it, because I don't even want to like feel a spike of adrenaline about that if I saw something on there. So like I'm not even gonna worry about that. And I think just like taking those few extra steps to have like cleaning supplies at the ready, like including maybe stuff like wet wipes or just like Kleenex is fine too, can do a lot to help you feel calmer about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that really helps too. So hygiene is the big like anxiety fear, I think, for a lot of us. But we also had someone ask in the Discord if we had... They paired this with, like, are we ever surprised by how good anal sex feels? Because the other side of that is they were asking if we had internalized any scripts about how anal sex should be and how we worked through those. because they were surprised to find it had felt good.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that the most common narrative about this in like mainstream media is that it hurts and is supposed to hurt. And I do want to say it shouldn't really hurt if you're doing it right. And like, I normally am not a sex educator who would use words like should and shouldn't a ton, or I try not to anyway. But like, I think that that's true. Like, because what you're doing is you're trying to get those muscles to relax, to allow something in. And generally, if it's hurting, it's because you're like pushing them too far too quickly, or not using enough lube or something like that. I think, yeah, I think I was surprised initially at like how pleasurable it could be if I actually took the time to do that stuff. And one thing that we mentioned in our New Year's episodes was like, we both sometimes feel annoyed at the need to warm up and go slow and everything. Because I, like, vaginally, I think in part because I've been a sex toy reviewer for so long, I have no issue usually, like, lubing up a dildo and just shoving it in there. Like, it's certainly not going to feel as good as if I was turned on and I won't be able to get as much in there. But, like, I can do it and, like, it doesn't really bother me and it's, like, not really that uncomfortable because I know kind of which muscles to relax and how to do that. And with butt stuff, like, a lot of those muscles are controlled involuntarily. And so you actually can't consciously relax them in the same way, or at least it would take a lot of practice to figure out how to do that. And so I always tell people when I write about this, go slower than you think you need to, use more lube than you think you need to. And I, when I do it, like, don't always do a good job at that. But like when I do, I'm always surprised that like it's actually pleasant, or at least not painful at all.
Yeah, I definitely initially thought of it as like that it had to be painful, because that was definitely the story I had been told. I eroticized that about it because I'm a fucking pervert. But, you know, I was surprised to find that I was like, oh, that's not painful. That's just kind of weird, was my first initial impression of it, which makes sense as nerve endings that hadn't gotten a ton of attention, right? So, like, yeah, like you said, it can hurt. But beyond that, I don't think I had a ton of stuff I had internalized about it being, like, you know, about it, like, particularly taboo or particularly dirty, I guess, or whatever version of that word you want to use. There's definitely, like, some stuff in there, like, I've talked about in the way that, like, wow, that, like, I have kind of a fun, horny shame response to butt stuff these days that I didn't used to have. That's new and interesting, and absolutely points to some stuff that's gotten internalized in there over the course of whatever. But, yeah, for the most part, it has just gone through the horny filter and come out as, like, let's fuck with what society has told me about this, which is what I do with a lot of things. So I'm like fairly okay with that.
Yep.
So this last question came in on Instagram. And it's actually from your partner, so it seems particularly relevant. Seems like a good one for us to go out on because they asked, any advice for building a training practice for a submissive who, you know, might happen to want to enjoy butt stuff more?
Yeah, this is something we've been talking about. It's so funny that my partner is just like assigning me the task of coming up with this by submitting this question to my podcast. They're not really, like, we'll discuss it. If we're going to do it, we'll discuss it and we'll figure it out together. But off the top of my head, I think that there's a lot of butt plug sets that are available now for, like, not a ton of money. I think companies like Blush and maybe Fun Factory, maybe Tantus. There's definitely several companies that make sets that contain, like, three or four-ish different size butt plugs. And I think those are great. You can work your way up. They're really fun. And it's not as if you'll never use them again after you're done your training regimen, because, like, it's just, you know, if you like butt stuff, it's good to have plugs around. I would say, like, for me, the way to kind of get me to stick with a habit and do it regularly is to attach some kind of dopamine thing mm-hmm. to it, whether it be some kind of gamification or I earn a certain thing if I do it this many times or, mm-hmm. you know, like my partner and I for a long time had a protocol where like if I took my iron pill that day, I would tell them and they would send me a selfie. And mm-hmm. it's just like seeing their face was enough of a dopamine hit. So I would want to have some kind of structure in place like that with mm-hmm. rewards or even just gold stars or being able to check things off a list. And I would want to have the anal stuff be paired with pleasurable things, like things that already feel good for me, like I mentioned earlier. Because I think that for me, it would not really be effective to just be told to put a butt plug in and given no further instruction. Like I get that there are some people who probably would enjoy that. But I think I would find it more enjoyable if it was like, put in a butt plug and like masturbate to a favorite porn clip for 20 minutes or like put in a butt plug and fantasize about something you mm-hmm. find really hot or whatever, like specific sexual things to pair it with that my partner like already knows work for me. Mm-hmm. And I also think I just was reading some stuff about this, so I'm very much in this frame of mind right now, but I think mindfulness is an interesting sort of idea to bring into this type of practice because I think a lot of us are trained to almost kind of deflect our attention if we feel butt sensations because we have such like shame and anxiety about them. And I think mm-hmm. that if you kind of practice deliberately bringing your attention to those sensations, kind of in the way that I think about the pain of impact play sometimes, less as pain and more just like, oh, what an interesting, intense sensation. Like it's just a sensation. We can sort of view it more neutrally mm-hmm. than that. And yeah, I just think like deliberately focusing on the feelings in a comfortable and maybe aroused context could help kind of rewire some of those brain connections potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. I think, so I think consistency that you mentioned is important just because I can't do anything unless it's a part of like some regular habit or routine or whatever. I just simply won't stick with it. Mm-hmm. So I would need that to be a part of it, I think, if I were doing it. And I like what you said about like the plug kits and things, because I would need some sort of practice that allows me to level up, whether it is getting a larger toy or wearing it for slightly longer or doing something to feel like I am in fact making progress.
Yep.
And getting better at it. Mm-hmm. And then I also want to emphasize what you said about like the dopamine hits. Like I would need it paired with some kind of reminder that I'm doing this for the dominant or that they find it hot, or like I would need, especially because the butt stuff on its own isn't inherently rewarding for me. Mm-hmm. Like you want to train me to squirt better, great. I could like the getting to hit my G-spot with a pure wand in and of itself is rewarding, right?
Yeah.
Having a thing in my butt in and of itself is not rewarding, but having a thing in my butt while someone tells me how hard it makes their dick, like way more rewarding.
Yes.
So rewarding, right? So needing a dominant to be like quite engaged with the process in talking about how hot they find it. Mm-hmm. Would help me learn to eroticize it, I think. And then, yeah, like you said, pairing it with, I'm just parroting everything you said, but it's because you're clever. But pairing it with something erotic to kind of get that like Pavlovian thing, I think would be really helpful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if anybody is curious, there's a book by Sleepin' Girl called The Brainwashing Book, which has like a really good breakdown for kinky purposes of the concepts of like classical conditioning, Pavlovian concepts, that kind of stuff. It's mainly oriented toward the hypno kink crowd, but it also just gives a really good basic grounding in those concepts and how to use them in a way that is kinky and consensual.
Excellent. And they're real clever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Dildorks. I have been Kate Sloan. You can find me online at katesloan.com. I have a blog at girlyjuice.net. I write a weekly newsletter. The most recent one was about kind of ask versus guess culture when it comes to sexual consent and how you can give someone the green light without taking on the entire burden of being the sexual initiator. You can find that at katesloan.email for $5 a month. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at girly_juice, and my books are available wherever books are sold. Where is your stuff?
I'm Billy. You can find my porn and information about my workshops at billylore.com. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram at billylore and billylore_, respectively. Together, we are the Dildorks. We're on Twitter and Instagram at the Dildorks. We're also at thedildorks.com and at patreon.com/thedildorks. And that's where you can toss a couple of bucks our way to get access to our exclusive Discord and Patreon-only bonus episodes.
Thank you to our top-tier Patreon supporters, Nat, Stabitha Christie, Argo, MB, Amy, and Amelia. Thank you also to Protodome, who did our theme song. Thank you to Amy, who did our logo. And thank you to you for listening. Until next time, folks, get out there and live your sexy, dorky life.
Bye.
It's just like a fucking helicopter or something out there. What the heck?
Okay. Well,
it's really loud. I think I'm pretty quiet. No,
I can hear you fine.
Okay. I'm going to turn myself up just a little bit because I'm low energy. Maybe the problem is that I'm low energy today. Maybe that is the reason it looks so quiet.
It's also possible.
Yeah. For some reason, I was about to start doing the intro and my mouth started to go, "Hey, Siri."
Nope.
"Hey, Siri, stop." I don't – why – Siri's like, "There's nothing to stop here." I'm like, I was trying to tell you to stop responding to what I said. But okay. Sorry. I did one hit of weed before we began, like a tiny hit. And I think that the – maybe it interacts with the anemia weird, but okay.
No, that's fine. I am foggy too today, so this is going to be a foggy episode. Okay.
There are only two times when I've had – like actual anal sex. I don't like my usage of the word actual there. let me think about this.
But for me, like, to get started, I'm gonna take that again.